Proclamation number 6688 of 12th of November, 1956. God lets himself be found by everyone who seeks him. People who search for me will find me. But their search has to be serious. They have to seriously want to gain real clarity about the being which they recognize as the power above them. They have to seriously search for the truth. Then they will seek me and I will let myself be found by them. The human being has received the gift from me to be able to think, and he will now also be surrounded by the most diverse waves of thoughts which originate in the spiritual kingdom. It is up to him which thought waves he accepts and how he utilizes them by virtue of his thinking and intellectual activity. No human being can claim that he has to think in exactly the way he does and not in any other way. He is completely free to take up or reject thoughts, but let him be told that the will to know the truth about me, about the all-creating power, also guarantees that he will receive thoughts which are right and true, and that he will now take up these thoughts. For I myself accept the one who seeks me, who desires to know the truth. For this reason it is also possible for every person to recognize me, otherwise I would not have given you the earthly task to attain unification with me. If I require you to establish unity with me, then I must also make it possible for you to learn to recognize me. And this can only happen through mental activity, the direction of which, however, you determine yourselves through your will. Every person is mentally active, yet the direction of people's will is different and thus their thinking is also different. But if the will is turned towards truth, then it will also undeniably come close to this truth. Then the right thoughts will flow towards it and it will take them up and process them, and the result will be that it will convincingly recognize a higher being which stands in highest perfection. If I give you humans this assurance that your search will never be unsuccessful, that I allow myself to be found by you humans because I myself desire your union with me, then no human being will be able to free himself from the responsibility of having determined his attitude towards me himself, for it was up to his free will. It will be made easy for him by me, for the right thoughts will truly flow to him as soon as his will is right. As soon as he desires to recognize me, as soon as he wants to find me. But no force can be used, neither from me nor on the part of my adversary. And it would truly be brightest light on earth if people would all seek their God and Creator of eternity, if their thoughts occupied themselves with the one to whom they owe their existence. But I am usually completely excluded from people's thoughts and not seriously enough sought by those who have a weak faith in a God and Creator either. For this reason I cannot reveal myself to them, I cannot force myself upon them and guide them into truth against their will. And thus only a few find me because only a few earnestly seek me. Yet the intellect is nevertheless tirelessly put into action, waves of thoughts are seized and processed which concern earthly things and earthly aims. People are obviously influenced from the spiritual kingdom whose forces want to spread error, for their will determines the nature of the thoughts they receive. However, I cannot reveal myself to them, I cannot make myself recognizable to them in order not to forcibly influence their will. I must still hold back with the transmission of truth until they desire it themselves, until they seek me of their own accord. In order to then let them find me with certainty, because only then will they be able to fulfill their earthly task, to establish the union with me which now guarantees the final return to me, to the Father's house. Amen.